My 17-year-old daughter, Emmy, is not a huge fan of attending services at the fellowship. In fact, after she completed the year-long coming-of-age program when she was in eighth grade, Emmy declared that she is not a Unitarian Universalist. She has no religion. So when we had a free Friday evening recently, and I suggested attending the Loops community dinner, I expected Emmy to push back. And she did. But I still managed to convince her that it wouldn't be like going to church and that we should just check it out. Thank you. We ended up sitting at a table with two older members of the congregation whom Emmy had met before. We had a great conversation, took part in a ritual led by Emily Conger, the Loop ministerial professional, and ate some delicious homemade soup. Emmy seemed to be enjoying herself, but I wasn't sure how she felt about the gathering until she talked about it later. She said that she really enjoyed it. "People know who I am and seemed glad to see me there," Emmy explained to me. She went on to say how much she liked the community aspect of the fellowship, and the Loops model of a community dinner seemed to fit the bill perfectly for her. Here was an opportunity for a teenager to be part of a multi-generational gathering where she could engage with people of all ages. With the Loop gathering, Emmy was seen and heard and acknowledged as a member of our religious community. It was the kind of church she needed to experience, where the most important takeaway was that she mattered. In many ways, Emmy, like a lot of teenagers these days, lives in a virtual world. Yes, she interacts with people at her part-time job and at school and home, but she also spends a lot of time online, playing video games with a group of friends and engaging on social media with friends she has never met face-to-face. I see Emmy's engagement at the Loop community dinner as an opportunity for her to connect in real time to real live people. Her reaction to the experience confirms what I know in my heart, that face-to-face relationships are still important, even to my teenage daughter. The Loop is creating a different kind of opportunity for community and fellowship while still being grounded in our UU identity and values. I've come to accept that Emmy isn't drawn to church in the same way I am. And yet I also see that she needs community, a place where she matters.
Life can change quickly and dramatically, and sometimes it evolves slowly until you are startled enough to pay attention. At a recent Loop gathering, someone commented that church kids really know how to jump in and help out. He was specifically talking about my daughter Grace, as she helped to break down folding tables and put them away after our shared meal. I was surprised by the words, church kid. Am I raising a church kid, I wondered. Yes, Grace is a church kid. We have attended the fellowship since she was an infant, and she has participated in many traditional ways. Think Sunday morning religious education, services, family events, and summer camp. And Grace has consistently felt most connected when she has had opportunities to contribute and participate more fully. Think making and passing out gifts to newcomers at the welcome table, guiding younger kids during an activity, and even planning and leading a spirit jam session. Well, now she's 11 years old, and as I watch her grow, meaningful engagement continues to strengthen her connection to our faith community here at the fellowship and just down the road in Longmont with Loop. Now, the Loop team is a small group, and we're dedicated to showing up as best as we can, which means there is always plenty to do. And from the start, Grace knew that she was needed. She was needed for setting up and taking down our events. It was an obvious truth and real work. She knew that her contribution mattered and that she was valued. I missed our last gathering due to a bad cold, and I assumed that Grace would miss it too. But I was surprised, once again, when she stated with enthusiasm that she planned to go without me, Mom. How could she miss tacos and playing with Fletcher, a vibrant 3-year-old that's often at our events? Of course, there were tables to set up, but more importantly, there was food to share and friends to see. Now, parenting has taught me that I don't always know the full impact of my actions. I set intentions, and I hope for the best. I can watch, tend, and adapt to my child's needs, but I can't always control the outcome. I watch as she grows into her own identity as a middle schooler now, making choices and meaning along the way. I chose to raise her in a church community when I showed up when she was just 6 months old. And I hope that this will continue to be a place where she can grow up, show up, and practice imperfectly what it means to be human together. The questions that led me to the fellowship will likely be alive and relevant to Grace in the future, as they have been for people throughout the ages. But the world she will grow into will be different as changes, good and bad, continue to rapidly unfold. Loop is an opportunity to explore new ways of gathering and growing community, adapting to needs of our changing world. So let's pause for a moment of reflection. Sit back in silence and consider your own response to these questions. What do I need at this time in my life? And where am I needed? Now, as we might do at a Loop event, we like to get personal and to participate. I invite you to turn to a neighbor, preferably someone less known to you, maybe even a stranger, and share what arose for you briefly. We'll take just a minute or two. I'll give you a cue to switch so that we can both be heard, and I'll ring the bell when we're all done. So please. wrap up your comments and begin to listen to the next person, please. Thank your neighbor, and let's return to silence. Thank your neighbor. And let's return to silence. Thank you. And let's rest a moment in that silence and hold the words that were shared and the courage to show up and listen.